farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica Dairy Development Board to donate milk to prenatal clinics. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
All the people then with a Zig V, hold up your hand. Zig V in the Caribbean territory, but we now want that virus to set pan we. So make sure send us stagnant water inside and mash up all my state of breed inside. More hole in the tin them where you dash by and change the water in your vase every day. No later dispose of your garbage proper. You know them the tin them with country and backer. Tour your community and tour your yard for suppress mosquito. We half a go hard. Dash with old tire turnover drum pan for prevention is the greatest weapon. And special shout out to pregnant ladies, protect yourselves and protect your babies. Draw for your zapper and your mosquito spray. If you do all that we can for keep them away. How in a wazing me.
The Jamaica Dairy Development Board says the entity continues to put measures in place to boost milk production. Within the last 2 years, 300 animals have been added to the national herd. Of the total, 100 were distributed to educational institutions and 200 to small farmers. Another 300 animals are to be added within the next 12 months. The board will also be donating milk to prenatal clinics at hospitals across the island in order to boost the nutritional health of expectant mothers. The hospitals are the Victoria Jubilee in Kingston, Linstead St. Catherine, Mape and Clarendon, and Cornwall Regional in St. James. 3 litres of milk will be delivered to the facilities per week over the next 3 months.
Furthermore, the Jamaica Dairy Development Board will facilitate 5 cases of milk per month for the next 3 months to the Sir John Golden Rehabilitation Center.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. The initiative is in observance of World Milk Day, which was commemorated on June 1. World Milk Day is observed in recognition of the multiple benefits of milk consumption and production.
Milk consumption and production is very important for improving the nutrition status of children and for promoting opportunities for milk producers in rural areas.
Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, representative for Jamaica, the Bahamas and Belize, Dr. Jerome Thomas. In the meantime, Mr. Stanbury is calling for an increase in the production and consumption of milk to meet nutritional needs. He says per capita consumption of milk is way below the standard required for normal physiological development. The Agriculture Ministry is collaborating with the Ministries of Education, Youth and Information and Health to get more Jamaicans to drink milk.
Any industry we are attempting to build has to be a matter of partnership. And that is why we endorse fully what the Jamaica Dairy Development Board has done, to go into the schools, the tertiary institutions, and to build out their pasture, their milking facilities, so that at that level people can be exposed and see this thing as a business that they can earn money from and will gravitate towards it.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Chigger toe afraid of gravel. Translation: chigger toes are afraid of gravel. And this means a wounded person knows what to avoid.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.